Welcome to Adventure Vegas Insider, your inside connection to all things Vegas.
Wow, we're back in Showkiller Studios, ladies and gentlemen. Now this time, this week, we're headed over to Wynn Encore. One of the most just eye-popping, recognizable on the Strip. I mean, have you seen that movie? What is that movie, like End of Days?
Yes.
Or it's something like that. What's
something
that
like
movie?
That.
And they show the Las Vegas Strip, like an earthquake comes and just destroys
everything.
Well, the Wynn Encore is like one of those buildings that they zoom in on and they just like plummet into the depths of the earth. Oh my gosh. Guys, Wynn Encore is really fancy.
It is.
Really beautiful. Just jaw-dropping photo opportunities there.
Yep.
Like, are out of control. You know, you want to kind of put your best foot forward whenever you walk into those places. You want to be best dressed. You want to be looking like you belong there. Man, the Wynn Encore is nice.
It is. It's one of those properties where it almost takes you to, like, when you're on the property, you almost have that feel that you're not in Vegas anymore. I mean, yes, there's a casino, and yes, there's restaurants and shops, but like if you're on the grounds of the Wynn, it kind of gives you that different persona. Like maybe, you know, you could be somewhere else. The grounds are beautiful. I mean, it's just an awesome property.
Yeah, you go to there's like, you know, waterfalls that are built and just craziness, like outside of XS Nightclub and things like that.
Yep.
There's, you know, just crazy rock formations and beautiful plant life everywhere, and the scene is just awesome at the Wynn Encore. You can find tons and tons of things to do. There's food, there's entertainment, there's a sports book, there's a great poker room. There used to be the number one selling Ferrari dealership in the world was right there at the Wynn whenever you walked inside from South Park.
Sure.
Maybe that's still there. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
Yeah.
It was. But yeah.
But that's how you realize, like, dude, there's baller money at the Wynn Encore when they have the number one Ferrari dealership in the world. Oh, just kind of like hanging out inside the casino.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, what other property in the world would you find that
it's
at?
It's dumb.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah. Like, I'm just hoping to hit, like, maybe I hit a Royal Flush, and then even if I hit a Royal Flush for like $2,000, I don't even come anywhere close to being able to buy a Ferrari.
Exactly. I wouldn't even be able to get close enough to even like sniff the paint on the Ferrari.
Yeah, I wouldn't even buy a hubcap.
Exactly.
Yeah, let alone a dipstick.
Right? Floor mat? Forget about, man.
Oh my gosh. Well, Davey, dude, we've got a lot to talk about. The Wynn Encore, we're going to just do combined. All right. They are two separate buildings, but they are connected. If you're going in there for convention space, we can get into this for a little bit.
Yeah.
Man, it is massive.
It is.
If you go in, you need to do your research before you go in, because that will determine, number one, where you park, whether you park at Encore South Park or whether you park at Wynn South Park.
Right.
But number two, if you walk in the wrong way based on where your meeting room is, then you may have like a 600-yard walk.
Yeah, and that's no joke. That is no joke.
Yeah, 600. It's going to be, at minimum, you're going to walk 100 yards.
Yes.
But whether you walk 100 or 600 or 700 is totally up to you.
Correct.
Based on where your meeting room is.
Yes. I mean, that property has hurt. My feet have hurt after working that property. Like, literally, from going the wrong way and walking all the way on the outline of the property to get to the room that I need to get to.
Yeah, we've done it.
Yeah.
We've messed up.
We both have.
We have messed that up before.
We have. But the rooms there are beautiful. I mean, if you work for a corporation or you work for a pretty large company, and you guys are planning a convention to Vegas, or maybe you're planning like an outing for your company while you're in Vegas for a convention, definitely consider this property. The rooms are beautiful. This is a newer property, so you're not only going to get kind of that newer feel to the ballrooms and the banquet rooms, but it's very different and unique. The rooms, the way that they're designed, a little bit more architecture is involved. I would say this property, in my opinion, would be very similar to like what the Palazzo and the Venetian offer for ballrooms as far as the architecture with the ballrooms and the
They're similar, and they're both really, really nice.
Agreed.
So a cool point of reference for you. A lot of people won't realize this, and then they're going to make a big mistake and walk 600 yards like you and I have done before.
Right.
And totally regretted it. But here's how it breaks down. So when their ballrooms, they all go in alphabetical order. So it starts with A and then goes all the way up. But here's the deal. All of Wynn's ballrooms are famous, like, artists and painters.
Oh.
Like Lafitte, LaFleur, like, famous painter names, okay? And so they start...
Like D for Da Vinci.
Right. So they go from, like, A to Z.
Got it.
In alphabetical order, but they're painters and artist names.
Got it.
So that's how you know where to go. If you're looking for an A room and you're at D, then you need to turn around and go back the other way.
Exactly.
So... vice versa, if you're at the Encore, all of their ballroom names are named after famous composers. Oh. So the Encore ballrooms are like Bach and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky and whatever. And like, so A through Z that way.
That's awesome.
So if you know you're on the Encore side and you're like, okay, that's definitely a composer. My room is not a composer. My room is a painter. I'm on the wrong side.
Exactly.
So that's how you're going to navigate if you're going into... the ballrooms of convention space for either Wynn or Encore. It will make or break your day if you do the wrong thing.
That's a huge insider tip you just told people.
Like, yeah, so just recognize, are you a painter or are you a composer?
Yep.
And that's where you're going to know which way to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
I try. I still make that mistake, though.
I'm sure the next time we're on property together, I'll make the mistake and I'll be calling you. Hey, where do I go?
Yeah, you parked at the wrong one, bro.
Exactly. It happens all the time.
But listen, if you're going to Wynn Encore, there's no shortage, once again, of just delicious food. They have some of the most, I think, lavish and expensive restaurants that you can find.
Yeah. So if I had to rate properties as far as the what you're going to spend per plate, I would put Wynn Encore probably number one.
Good call.
I would put Bellagio probably two, and then Venetian Palazzo a close three. If I had to rate just the Strip properties, just the Las Vegas Strip casino and hotel properties, which, like I said, Bellagio and Venetian Palazzo, in my opinion, are a close second for sure.
Yeah, there you go. And so, like, restaurants, for example, that you can count on whenever you're at the Wynn Encore. I mean, one of them's named Sinatra, for crying out loud.
Exactly. And enough said.
Yeah. And that place, I've been there and I've eaten there. And I, like, it's one of those ones where you get the bill and you open it up and your jaw drops and your eyes bulge out. And you're like, holy smokes, man.
Yeah.
It was still worth it, though.
Just tell yourself, I'm treating myself tonight. I'm treating myself tonight.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're good enough.
Yep.
You're smart enough.
Yep.
And you deserve it.
Damn right.
Yeah, you're damn right. So here's some other insider information. The pool.
Yes.
There's enough restaurants. You can research your own restaurants.
There's tons.
There's lots of great restaurants. The Wynn Encore has that to offer. Don't worry. You're going to eat well.
Yep.
It's just that there's no real celebrity chefs there that I can think of.
Correct.
That we need to really highlight. So let's move on.
Yep.
We're going to go to the pool. Wynn Encore has one of the best pool scenes. They have an incredible topless pool that I've stumbled upon.
Really?
I wasn't trying.
Oh, I didn't even know they had this.
Yeah, I wasn't even trying to go there. I was just like, wow, that lady's not wearing a top. This is amazing.
Wow.
So here's another cool insider tip for all of you out there. If you go to Wynn, which Wynn Encore is another property too that does not charge for parking, which is awesome.
Yes.
And we're hoping that all of that eventually just goes away.
Agree.
Because look, you know, we're coming to your property. We're spending tons of money.
Exactly.
We're entertaining your clients.
Do you really need another $12-$15 from us?
It'd be $20 for 4 hours. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that's directly out of my pocket.
Exactly.
Like, out of my pay when I'm going to work for your group. So anyways, Wynn Encore is not one of those people. They do not charge for parking. So what you do is you go in and park at the Wynn Self Park. And then you walk in. And so then they have this just main hallway. On the right is the front of the property and all the casino and, you know, where you go for check-in and things like that. But if you're walking along that main hallway when you get out of South Park, if you just bear left, there's all these little alcoves that will take you to, like, the showroom to see LaRev, and they'll take you to the convention space, and they'll take you to the pool area. Well, outside of that main pool area there, or excuse me, inside, is a restaurant. And I believe it's Hardeen. You'll know.
Yep.
Because it has direct access to the pool.
Correct.
It's literally got an outdoor patio that you can sit and eat. And then, you know, you're also kind of poolside right there. So, little known fact, if you're not staying at the Winter Encore, dude, you can't go into the pool there. All right? And they're probably going to be upset with me for telling you this, but they're going to add another security guard now. So I apologize if I'm ruining it for everyone, but you have to know this. If you walk into Hardeen, all right, all you got to do is just, like, act like you belong there. Just, you know.
Yeah.
If you're carrying a snorkel and a beach towel, then they're going to be like, no. But if you just walk through, okay, walk through to the back of Hardeen, hey, I'm just going to meet my table. All right? They'll let you walk right through. All you got to do is walk right off of that outdoor patio space, and then boom. You're at the pool.
You're at the pool.
And then you can just walk up to the towel area, grab a towel, go to the bar, go to the topless pool area.
You gotta be smooth about it, though. Just be smooth.
Just
be cool.
Act like you've been there before. Yep. But that's all you have to do.
Wow.
And then you can, quote unquote, sneak into the Win Encore pool area and have yourself the day.
Until this blows up, and then they'll build, like, a wall there.
Yeah, now they're going to... Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But that's... Dude, that's
nice.
That's what you need to know.
That's
because
huge.
If you're staying across the street at Venetian Palazzo or something, you know what I mean? Their pool scene is a little bit different. You want to go check out Win Encore's pool scene. That's how you're going to mosey on in.
Agree.
Undetected.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, man. I'm here for you.
And, man, Encore Beach Club is phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah. There's no moseying on in there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's no moseying on in. I mean, you gotta make yourself there for the day. But there's a nightclub at night. It's a day club during the day. Encore Beach Club obviously is the day portion. Encore Nightclub would be the nightclub portion. I hope we can all figure that out.
Yeah, it's still it remains to be one of the most popular day club nightclubs on the strip.
Yep.
It is, like, one of the most highly sought after places to be.
Yes.
You know, aside from, what can you think of? I mean, maybe like Wet Republic or
exactly.
The Cosmopolitan pool scene.
Yep.
The Encore Beach Club, people are like, that's all they come to Vegas for.
Correct.
Some people only come to Vegas
for
just to go do that.
Yep. And you'll do that during the day, and then you'll leave for a little bit, and then you come back at night. I mean, literally, I know a lot of people that come to town in, like you just said, Spalding, and they make a full day of it. I mean, they are at Encore Beach Club during the day, and then the nightclub at night, and obviously they'll leave for a little bit to get changed up and cleaned up. But man, that's your day. That's a day right there.
And we talked about this a few episodes ago, but that's also kind of like how Dre's is.
Correct.
So Dre's might be maybe one of the only ones that I can even compare that to.
Yeah.
But dude, pace yourself.
Yes. Especially in the heat when it's 110 plus.
You got to keep drinking water. Stay hydrated. It's a desert out there.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. People will get here. They'll fly in and they'll land, you know, whatever. Sometimes because of the time change, they're leaving home on the East Coast at like 4 a.m. and they get here at like 10, 11 in the morning.
Yep.
And then go nuts.
Nuts.
And so what happens is that they don't even let themselves acclimate, right?
Correct.
To the time change or to the temperature change or anything.
Yep.
And they just go balls to the wall.
Yep.
And by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're out. They're donezo, and they sleep until the next morning.
They lose out on all the nightlife.
Dude, you blew your whole in like the first 4 hours, and now you can't even really enjoy all that Vegas has to offer because you, like, that's like the biggest rookie mistake.
It is. It is.
Dude, pace yourself.
Pace yourself. And you'll see people wheeled out at the pool, you know, by security, by paramedics.
Yeah, literally wheeled out.
Literally. So, okay, so another great spot at this property, at the Wynn and Encore, is Excess Lounge.
Yep.
So that is another sick spot. You're gonna hear that name. You know, if you're not staying at the property, you'll hear that name come up. It is awesome because it is a nightclub, but it also opens up to like an outdoor patio area into the another little pool area, and it is cool. So they have these like huge double doors that open up, and that's the doors that open up from the actual inside the lounge, Excess Lounge we're talking about, to the patio, and they basically just keep those doors open all night long while the party's going on. So you can go outside to kind of get away from, you know, it's still loud out there and they got speakers and stuff, but it's not as loud. And you just literally walk from the dance floor right outside and you're on the patio. And then there's tables and chairs out there and the whole thing. But I'm just saying, if you meet somebody and you want to maybe talk to them, that's a great spot to go out on the patio because it's not so loud and you can have a conversation and not being such of an idiot yelling in a female or a male's ear the whole time.
Yeah, that's actually really good advice because that outdoor area is really, really nice.
It is.
And it's the perfect escape. Like, you escape from the craziness of the
club,
the bumper-to-bumper club.
Yep.
When you're all scrunched in and, you know, you're yelling over 40 people deep at the bar to try to get a $20 Bud Light. And you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, that's that atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you walk outside, it's just a total relief.
Yep.
And there is, like, there's a pool.
Yeah.
And you could like totally fall in the pool, like if you're not careful. Like,
I'm
man.
It's happened.
Yeah, of course. And people just get in anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's that whole big, like the rock formation area with the waterfall
yep.
over there that you can see. And when it's hot outside, they've got fans and misters and they're taking care of you. And
correct.
There's dedicated servers outside and mm-hmm. there's tables and chairs and things like that. So it really kind of is. I mean, other than Chateau Nightclub,
yes.
I feel like that's really the only other nightclub where you can escape the indoor atmosphere and kind of take a breather, get some fresh air, and go outside and chill.
Which is nice because it can't, you know, even with the AC going and the airflow and the ventilation in these clubs, it can get a little stuffy at times.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get some fresh air. Now, on the bar scene at this property, it's endless. I mean, there's a beautiful large center bar in the middle of the casino. You're not going to miss that. There's a couple sidebars that are in the back of the casino. I'm just saying, if the center bar is busy and some of the other bars up front where the check-in area and the front desk is are busy, then go to the back of the casino. Literally, the back of the casino, there's two in the corner. There's one in each corner. And they're, you know, they're medium size. They're not large. But if you need to get a drink quickly and you're on, you know, the property and you need to get a drink before you head to the nightclub or wherever you're heading to, we would definitely suggest to go to those bars first.
I always try to give these tips too for gamblers or for people just trying to like get a good deal. 99%, I would say, 99% of the casino bars out there, like, and I'm talking like encompassing the entire Vegas Strip here.
Yes.
99% of them will comp your drinks if you're gambling at the bar machine. Okay, so you're playing video poker, you're playing keno, you're playing video blackjack, whatever, you're sitting up at the bar.
Yep.
99% will comp your drinks if you're playing a minimum of $1 a hand
yep.
and a minimum of $20 in the machine.
Thank you. 20 bucks.
Okay?
Yep, 20 bucks is the key.
Dude, that is the golden rule in all of Vegas, that literally all of Vegas mm-hmm. and Henderson and the surrounding valley area adhere to when it comes to bar rules.
Yes.
Okay? If you're gambling and you're at least playing $1 a hand and you at least have $20 in machine, drinks are comped. And then if you put more in, then certain places, especially around the neighborhood here, will even comp your food.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted. Wynn Encore will not do that.
Yes.
If correct. If you're at their bar, mm-hmm. okay, one of those bars that you're talking about, sports bar, sidebar, any bar where there's a gambling machine,
yep.
you're paying full price for drinks and you're gambling, no leeway, no nothing. Can I talk to a manager? No.
Yeah.
Nothing. You're getting charged.
Yep.
So be prepared.
Yes.
Because
I've had some friends go there and they drop a 50 in the machine and they order like a rum and coke and their rum and coke comes up and it's like 12 bucks. And they're like, I'm playing max hand. I put a 50 in the machine.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope. No grace.
No grace.
Yeah. You're not getting relieved of your drink purchase.
As far as your knowledge, which, and I whatever. Hate to put you on the spot, this is one of the few properties that's like that, correct? In all of Vegas.
It really is the only, I think it's the only one that I even know of.
Same here.
And it's just like,
because I've experienced it myself. I mean, literally, I thought I put a 20 in the machine. I'm playing max hand. I go up there with my wife. It's a few years back. And, you know, we order drinks and then we get the bill and it was like $35. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, that's Wynn Encore. And here's another deal about the Wynn Encore, too. And this dates back to a little story that I can tell about Steve Wynn. Well, Steve Wynn is, and this is kind of funny, but Steve Wynn is basically blind.
Yes.
Right? Which is comical to me because back in the day, he was a blackjack dealer.
Yes.
So it's like,
right?
It's like, you know, a baseball umpire. You can't be blind to be a baseball umpire. Right. How are you blind and you're a blackjack dealer? I mean, yeah. That's just, it's sure. funny to sure. me in that way. But Steve Wynn, if you're at the Wynn and you're at the Encore, this is one of those things where you need to know this. Do not bring your kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
Do not bring babies in there. Mm-hmm. And you will be escorted off or kicked out or whatever if you have a baby stroller. Steve Wynn, after the property was built and he spent like $1.4 billion to build it or whatever it is, he's walking through on a tour. He's with the top executives under him that are going through the property. And literally he trips over. This is like right after the Wynn opened. He trips over a stroller because, number one, he's blind.
Wow.
Okay, maybe he just wasn't paying attention. And he trips over a stroller, immediately bans strollers and any kids.
Wow.
From that property. If you are not, I mean, I'm assuming 18 or at least 21 years old, you're not allowed.
Wow.
You can't go in there.
Which sets us up perfect.
Don't even try.
In a couple of episodes from now, we're going to be going to a family-friendly property, Circus Circus. So stay tuned for that. That's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, which is close. So if you try to go in the Wynn and, like they're like, nope, no kids, get out of here.
Exactly.
Because they will. You can't even like,
yes.
You can't even walk slowly through there. They literally will make you stay on the path and until you're out.
Out.
Yeah.
Wow. And this is one of the few properties, too, where you can't even, like you said, have your family and kind of walk through the property. They just don't want it there.
Right.
So, adult only.
And that's because Steve Wynn tripped over a stroller.
Hey, he built the place. He spent, $1.4 billion. So,
yeah.
I guess he has the final say.
Can't really be mad at the guy.
Exactly.
But here's the fun part.
Yeah.
Is that he built the Wynn, right? And you know why he built the Encore? Well, I mean, money.
Yeah.
But him and his wife are separated.
Yes.
Okay. They remain separated. Okay.
Okay.
They're not together. They remain separated, but his wife lives on like the top floor of the Encore.
Oh, no way.
In her own huge like penthouse mansion up there. Steve Wynn lives at the top floor, huge penthouse mansion of the Wynn.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
So they're right next door to each other.
Yeah.
They've got their own. They probably never have to see each other. Even if you're on property all the time.
Sure.
You might not see her for like a month.
Wow.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're at least cordial.
Sure.
And she worked it out and they worked it out together to where, all right, well, you live up there, I'll live up here.
Does she get a piece of the Encore then?
Oh, since man, that's I where can't she even lives? Imagine.
Right?
Yeah, they're filthy rich.
Oh my God, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away by that. I don't even know how to follow that up. But other than, the only other thing I have to add to this property is they do have a lot of really well-known acts for entertainment that come in and out of this property all the time.
Yes.
One of my favorite dudes in the world, comedian Joe Coy. Comedian Joe Coy is at the Wynn quite a few times a year. You just gotta check their website. He's there off and on. He's in Vegas a lot. His mother lives here. So long story short, Joe Coy lives here part-time. His mother still lives in Vegas. He has a huge tie-in to the Vegas community and the Filipino community. Mm-hmm. So that's his heritage.
Yep.
And so he loves Vegas, and he's here as much as he can get. And he actually plans his vacations around his tours. So he's like, I'm going to go see my mom in December. So, yeah, book me for a couple dates in December or whatever. And that's literally what he does. I met him a couple times. He's a cool dude.
Man.
Super, super cool dude.
He is funny.
Oh, he's funny, man.
He can do he's probably the most talented, one of the most talented Asian comedians.
Yes.
He literally can do every single Asian accent.
Yep.
To a T. And he has perfected every Asian culture and knows how to eloquently and without being like, prejudiced or anything like that. He like mimics each and every accent and culture to a T. And it's the funniest thing you've ever heard. So I don't know. Like I think he, besides like Uncle Roger on TikTok, Uncle Roger.
Uh-huh.
So besides Uncle Roger, I think Joe Coy is probably the funniest Asian person I've ever seen.
So this is about 10 years ago. We had Joe Coy in our radio studio back when I was doing radio, and you know, he's like, oh man, your producer's a great guy. He's telling all the show that, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, he's got a tender stomach. They're just, you know, busting my chops. And they're like, oh, okay. So he's asking me, he's like, oh, so what is it you don't eat or drink? And I'm like, I'm not really a dairy guy. You know, I don't really. And he's like, oh, so milk, you know, upsets your stomach. I go, you know, sometimes I said, I don't like milk. I don't really, you know, it's not my thing. I used to drink a lot of milk. So I talked to this guy, Joe Coy, for like 2 minutes, and he comes up with this whole skit about me. Like, hey, I'm Davey, guys. How you doing? I'm, you know, oh, milk. It upsets my tummy. Oh, milk. You know, he's doing this, like, this stick about me, about my stomach, basically. Like, he's my stomach talking. And it was freaking the best thing ever. And he literally just jumped into it after, like, talking to me for 2 minutes. I'm like, this guy is talented. Like, super, super talented. So,
dude, I've got the hugest smile on my face. That is so funny right there, and especially knowing you and the fact that he immediately after meeting you and just picking up on one minute little detail.
Yes.
That to you wasn't even a big deal. Like, whatever.
Yeah,
He just savagely made fun of you.
Exactly.
Just made fun of you to no end. And that's genius.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great dude. Trevor Noah, you probably know him from the late night stuff. You know, he's there quite a few times. Another one that's popped in and out is Tim Allen. Another one, as far as music, is Garth Brooks.
Right.
Garth actually had a residency there for a little bit, and he still comes back here and there, so you never know.
Yeah, him and Trisha Yearwood would just destroy.
Yes.
I never saw that show live, but they had like a full-on like video production of it where I think they aired it on TV one time, and so like we recorded it and watched it, and it was just insane. And it's just, dude, phenomenal talent. Garth Brooks is, you know, one of the most legendary.
He is.
The most legendary. You know, I personally prefer Chris Gaines over Garth Brooks, but,
sure,
you know, that's just, you know, 6-1, half a dozen the other.
Exactly. I mean, if you're not a kid.
I'm a Chris Gaines fan. I'm not a broad.
If somebody out there is not a country fan, they're still going to know the name Garth Brooks. And they're still going to know, like, you know, some of his biggest hits.
Yeah, exactly. Friends of Low Places and, you know, the Thunder Rolls and all those classics.
For sure.
He just destroys them.
He does.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So long story short, the Wynn and Encore, phenomenal properties. We could spend, just on the food alone, we could have spent another 20 minutes, but you guys just go check it out for yourself. If you got that kind of wallet, then go check out the Wynn Encore for sure.
Yeah, and no real need to get into, you know, how to get in and out. It's really simple. You just go onto Las Vegas Boulevard from Spring Mountain, take a left.
Yep.
When the Wynn is first, it's going to be right there on your right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Encore is next. Just follow the signs. It's literally like marked very clearly with street lights and all that stuff.
Yep.
But also, if you're a Cirque du Soleil fan, I mean, last mention of notice, Steve Wynn, it's not a Cirque du Soleil show. It's a Steve Wynn show.
Correct.
But it's very Cirque du Soleil-esque. And it's called Le Rêve. Le Rêve is French for the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the entire kind of like premise behind Le Rêve. And it's a really awesome Cirque du Soleil style show.
It is.
That if you're a fan of Cirque du Soleil, that's one that you should see as well.
For sure. The first time I saw it, actually, I thought it was a Cirque show. And then I found it was not a Cirque show. But the production value in that show is up there with Cirque, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. I thought I was actually in a dream. Somebody had to pinch me and wake me up.
Right. And then you get some water thrown on you, right?
Is that good, yeah.
Nice. Where are we going to head next, man? We're going to go back across the street?
Yeah, so you know what? We're kind of going a little bit backtrack,
yeah,
kind of catty corner, but we got to talk about Fashion Show Mall.
Agreed.
It's right across the street. People will recognize it. Looks like they've got like a huge flying saucer disc, like right there.
It does. It looks like a giant spaceship.
Man, but there's tons of shops. It's a massive mall. It's got everything you could ever want. The food, the shops, the restaurants, everything in there is totally worth a visit for sure.
Oh, for sure.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in there only because I need, you know, something for an event.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, exactly.
I was like, oh man, I don't have this adapter cable. Let me roll over.
Yep.
And get my cable and then come right back to this event and act like nothing's the wiser.
Because they've got pretty much every store you can think of. I mean, from clothing all the way to electronics to GameStop to lids. I mean, yeah. And we'll get to all that.
Microsoft store, Apple store, all of it.
Exactly. Lego store.
Disney store.
Disney store.
It's Build-A-Bear. It's all there. All right, guys. Well, hey, if that's it, Davey, man, let's get out of here. We're going to go across the street.
Sounds good.
I've got one of my favorite restaurants at the Fashion Show Mall that we need to go check out right now.
I do, too.
Take a tequila shot.
Right.
And then we will see you guys next week right there from the Fashion Show Mall, folks. It's been a pleasure with you. One more time from Showkiller Studios, Don and Davey are out.
We out.
This has been another episode of Adventure Vegas Insider. Be sure to check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and of course online at AdventureVegasInsider.com.